Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV show, we got lots of... Oh my God, look out! Oh my God, the set is falling! Oh no, we're okay. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
What is up, everybody? We are live right here on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify! Like and subscribe and telling your friends and maybe even some of your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down this week's SmackDown Live. What is up, everybody? I am Christian Rosenberg. Gabby Laurent, still in Israel. She should be back next week if she decides to come back. I don't know. She's, if you follow her Instagram, she seems to be having the time of her life. Yeah. Kind of jealous. But Tom Connelly is here.
I'm here.
Not in Israel.
No, I'm here in the USA.
Yes.
For a couple more weeks.
Until what?
Until my babies come.
Are you leaving the country then?
Yeah.
Oh. Hope your fiance is aware of that.
I'm just waiting this whole thing out till they come, and then I'm out of here and pack my bags.
Countdown's about a month away.
Yeah.
Around a month.
Yeah.
It's getting exciting.
I mean, it could be any time, guys.
Well, so. True.
But if I'm just not here.
If he just vanishes for a few weeks, yes. You'll understand why.
Yes. Yeah.
It's because he is busy assisting Luke and Butch Connolly.
Yep. Oh, you guessed it.
Finally got it right. Finally. Hey, why don't we break down some SmackDown, shall we?
I think we should. Hey, I thought this was a great SmackDown.
It was a very unique SmackDown. It actually had a few extra cliffhangers and a couple surprises that you wouldn't necessarily expect.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, I feel like... With only one show left before SummerSlam, I don't know if this was the best place for it. Like, if we had 3 weeks until SummerSlam, I think I would have really loved this week's episode.
Yeah.
But because there's not much time, I'm like, maybe a couple of things questionable. Mm-hmm. But the overall landscape and especially at the end of the show, very interesting.
Yeah, all of it. I mean, I felt like the last couple of weeks we've always been complaining about stuff just be a lot of repeats of things and just things not really moving forward and not really showing a lot of talent on the show. Mm-hmm. And hey, guess what, guys? Guess what? If Shane McMahon's not there, you really do get to show all the talent. He's not in every segment. Who would have thought?
Well, we did get a little bit of Shane via his iPhone. At the beginning of the show, saying, "I'm terribly sorry to tell everybody that I will not be at the arena tonight." Crowd cheers, and he said because he's been meeting with his life coach to get his emotions in check as he gets ready for his match with Kevin Owens. And then Kevin Owens starts the show, pleading with the audience that we're going to be able to get through this together with a night without Shane, and that SmackDown should be about the talent, and that Shane does not belong in this ring with him. This is the Kevin Owens show. Drew McIntyre then shows up and be like, "Oh, by the way," beats him up a little bit. "You got a match with me now." Mm-hmm. And then we lead to Kevin Owens versus Drew McIntyre, and this was fun.
Yeah, I thought this was a great match for them. And the first time they've ever had a match on TV.
Yeah, like that singles match,
which I thought was awesome. I mean, this is giving Owens the momentum going into SummerSlam, and I thought. I mean, McIntyre still looked good in the match. He didn't look super weak, losing easily. I just think he's in such a hard spot right now.
It's such an odd spot on where Drew McIntyre is because we've been saying this the last several weeks about a few of the top guys. Like, why do they seem to keep losing week after week after week? And he's in that weird spot too. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like his push is even getting more and more.
Yeah,
while he's still losing.
Yeah, I mean, being associated with Shane is definitely helping him.
Yeah,
it helps him way more than it helps Elias.
Yes. Oh my God! By leaps and bounds.
Yeah, but I think it's weird because they're having him feud with Alexander on Raw, so and it's weird. Then he's coming on SmackDown, and it's almost too much. I'm glad they had the match because I thought it was entertaining.
Yes.
But I would have been fine if he wasn't on SmackDown tonight at the same time.
Yeah.
I really wish it's come on, let's get to this. Let's get to this split where you're either on Raw or you're on SmackDown. You're not on both. But
But there's the wild card.
But they don't even say that anymore, so they don't even care about that.
Wild card.
Nope, still not working.
I can't. What if I said it like this? Wild card.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Oh, so okay. I get
make
it.
Make it better?
He was a wild card.
Wild
tonight.
Card.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, it was. I've always found this funny, and this isn't just with Kevin Owens. Whenever Steve Austin gave a stunner not in the ring, mm-hmm. people went nuts at how much more devastating that move is. There's no change in the actual impact of that move whatsoever, mm-hmm. whether he's on an announce table, mm-hmm. in the ring, on the floor. If anything, it just hurts the guy giving it more.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, all of a sudden, stunner on the table! Mm-hmm. Oh, my God! And like, yeah. What was the difference?
Mm. It was on the table. And I'm surprised the table didn't break, but...
Yeah.
I think it would have been more... It would have been worse if the table broke on them.
Because that would have hurt Owens more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would have hurt McIntyre. Like, if he would have went down on the table,
well,
and then
the
table breaks...
Yeah.
Then he's going down more, like, either smashing his head or chin right onto Owens anyway. Even more than... More so than...
With more impact.
Yeah. But McIntyre can take the stunner, which is good.
Yeah, the stunners look great. Mm-hmm. Owens got the win with the second stunner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, continuing for him to build momentum.
That pop-up powerbomb.
Look great.
He got some height on that. For McIntyre, who's like, what's he?
Oh, he's big.
How tall is he?
6'6"? Yeah. Something like that?
I was surprised he was able to do it to him. Because I think that's somebody that I would never have guessed he was able to do it to.
McIntyre is one of those guys where... They don't really have him do it much in WWE. Mm-hmm. The dude can fly if they want him to.
I mean, we saw it in that tables, ladders, and whatever. Wee little tables. What was it?
Oh, the WLC?
Yeah, WLC. That's it, yeah. I mean, he was doing flips over the top rope and everything in that match.
Yeah.
Years ago.
From there, we have Dolph Ziggler. Again, talking trash about Goldberg.
This
scares me.
Yeah, oh, we're definitely getting a Goldberg-Ziggler match.
I don't want that, because it's going to last 30 seconds.
But do you also think, I mean, I think it's kind of hard. I feel like Ziggler's also trying to do, like, a Jericho gimmick at the same time.
Ziggler?
Kind of. A little bit.
Like, trying to do part Ziggler, part Jericho, part mm-hmm. Michaels.
Yeah.
All wrapped into one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he's done the last 10 years.
But I like this promo by him, too, though.
Promo was fun. Like, you know, he called Miz. Well, it was interesting because in this one promo, he talks trash about Goldberg, Shawn Michaels, mm-hmm. Miz, and Finn Balor.
Yeah.
All in a 90-second promo.
But he got it out, and it made sense.
That's what makes it so impressive. Because mm-hmm. you somehow got your who, what, where, when, why, in a way, on four guys at once.
I mean, he had no voice at the end of it, but...
Yeah. He ran out of breath. But other than that, I mean, because, you know, he called Ms. WWE's resident Kardashian sister.
I like that. That was a good burn.
Balor wants to teach Ziggler a lesson about respect, and he talks about how you're looking at the future, the main event, mm-hmm. the showstopper. The icon,
no, Showstealer.
Showstealer. Well, if he wants to make fun of Michaels, he calls himself Showstopper.
I know, but I think he is showing, he's making fun of him by calling himself the Showstealer. So he's not completely ripping off Shawn Michaels.
Mm.
I think that's where, because I think he's always called himself that for years now.
Yes.
So I think it's just, I mean, I don't get where we're going. I mean, I get we're getting this Miz Ziggler match.
Miz Ziggler at SummerSlam, which will be fine. Yeah. We've had it many times, mm-hmm. but. Yeah. It's been a while.
And I think we're definitely getting a Goldberg. Like, I mean, I think Ziggler
is that
going
to be in Saudi Arabia, or is that going to be on a WWE pay-per-view?
Saudi Arabia, for sure. Goldberg's not coming anywhere for regular money, okay? Come on. He's got pride, damn it. He's not going anywhere unless he's getting flown on a private jet somewhere, work for 3 minutes... And then go home.
You know
the amount of time he spends traveling just to get there.
Yes, for his 30-second
match.
That's
what he's getting paid for, not the match. But do you think? I mean, I think we're going to get a match, though.
Oh, I mean, the fact that he's bringing him up now on a weekly basis, to me, locks it in.
I think. I mean, I'm going to say it now. I think Ziggler beats the Miz
Okay.
Because The Miz loses every match now, too.
Sure.
And I think either he's cocky, posing in the ring, or walking out of the aisle, and next you know, who shows up out of nowhere but Goldberg to spear the crap out of him.
See, I almost think they'll save Goldberg's first appearance for the Fox premiere.
That's so far away, though.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But also, I don't want that, though.
I don't either.
We gotta look to the future. Like, come on. The future. Ziggler's not even the future.
No, that's what I was leaning toward. Yeah. I'm like Ziggler's saying, like, you know, the future. I was like, well, I don't know if he's the future.
Ziggler's the future guy to be losing to the future.
He could still wrestle with everybody.
Yes.
And make everyone look good. Mm-hmm. I mean, a Goldberg spear by Ziggler will look awesome, mm-hmm. but is it worth that 1 second?
No.
No, it's not.
No. I don't think it is. Like, I'm not saying I want this match. I'm just saying they're going to give us this match for some reason. Because what's the next pay-per-view?
SummerSlam.
No, after SummerSlam.
Chat roll. Tell me. Because I don't know off the top of my
head. No, that's like October. Maybe it's Hell in a Cell.
It might be. Chat roll. Yeah. Let us know. What is after SummerSlam? Because we don't know off the top of our head.
Yeah. But, I don't know the order anymore. Before it used to be, what was September? Vengeance?
It's been so many things.
I know. But I meant like the real...
Taboo Tuesday.
The real order of pay-per-views.
Alrighty, guys. So, Josh in the booth here.
Yes.
What's up, guys? So, the next pay-per-view after SummerSlam is Clash of Champions.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. So, that's going to be the show where every title's on the line. So, we're going to have another 15-match pay-per-view, but just all championship
matches. Every match, every title except for the women's tag team title, because... Why put that on the show?
Ironically, watch it be every title except the 24/7 title.
No, that'll be defended all night long.
No, that's the one title that's excused from that chance. By the way, I wanted to bring something back because you were talking about, you know, Goldberg flying on a jet. Mm. You know what you can do when you fly on a jet?
What can you do?
You can listen to this podcast as well as all the other great AfterBuzz shows. And you could rate and give 5 stars and make sure you subscribe and tell your friends. Because we want to make these shows better and better and better for you as much as humanly possible.
Yes.
And I think Tom's going to tell you a little more on how that can be done.
I am. So, yeah, if you guys are watching on YouTube, we definitely need you to hit the thumbs up button, subscribe. If you're on iTunes, you need to give us a 5-star rating and leave comments. Let us know each week what you like, what you don't like, what my baby should be named, because I got my list going.
We're trying to narrow it down. We're running out of time on picking a name.
Yeah. I can't just say baby A and baby B, because that's just going to be weird, because they both can't be named baby.
What were those conquistadors' names? Did they have names?
I don't think they did.
Okay. Then do that.
I mean, Edge and Christian, we can throw them in there.
That one was too obvious. That's why I've never said it. Like, I don't want to do the most obvious ones.
No, I wouldn't have to do Andrew Christian.
You know, Scott and Dash.
Yeah, exactly. Someone said that last week.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
But definitely, guys, if you guys get in on the conversation, let us know what you like. Yell at us when Gabby's not here, you know.
And then let's shout out some people that are in our chat right now. We got Tails Pete, Dang MQ, The Real YT, Eric Knockwin, Joseph Boza, Michael Blake, Gianu Bice, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Kevin Salucci, who comments the segues are amazing as always. Damn right! Love it. Zeno Hour, Marie Annette, Star Drew, amongst many others. We love seeing you in the chat. Try to interact with you guys as much as we can while during the show. And again, leave those comments on YouTube and iTunes and social media, which we'll plug those later on. By the way, side note, because I'm going to say in the middle of the show. Why? Because I'm hosting and I can. Today happens to be the 4-year anniversary of my Pro Wrestling Tee store open.
Awesome. Congrats.
Yeah. It hasn't been shut down yet. I'm just as shocked as you. ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. There you go.
Go buy some shirts, people.
Buy them, please. Ember Moon and Bailey. By the way, someone called me. I'm sorry, I forget your name. Someone called me out on YouTube this last week because I constantly call Ember Amber.
That's the new Amber. Did you know that?
No.
Sorry, when you look up baby names, like, you're just looking. That was like, once it came
Ember?
Across, it was like, it said Ember, and then like next to it was like, this is the new Amber.
Huh. Because I just always relay it pretty much how I hear it on commentary. Mm. So I apologize to anyone I've offended calling Ember Moon Amber at times. Not doing it intentionally.
Kind of sounds close enough. We know who you're talking about.
Thank you. Salat said Ember Moon. Ember and Bailey are backstage.
I'm surprised she still has two names.
Give it another month.
Now
she's being pushed, so now that's when it'll go away.
Female wrestlers mostly have two names and haven't really dropped the name.
No, not all.
Becky Lynch, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, Ember Moon, Charlotte Flair.
They mainly go Charlotte. You have Bailey. You have, I guess you're Dana Brooke.
Mm-hmm. Zelina Vega.
Ruby Riott.
Yeah. Sarah Logan.
Why do they get to keep the full names?
Because it sounds good. Because it makes sense. It makes sense to have a first name and a last name of someone.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe that. Just talk to Ali and Andrade and Rusev and Cesaro. That's a great point. I never even realized that.
I shouldn't have said it. Because now they're going to start chopping their names off.
Next week, it's Moon versus Bailey. So, Bailey mentioned Ember. I didn't forget what you did last week. You wouldn't be in this position if I didn't choose you. We're going to be teammates, but just watch yourself. Aleister Black promo. These are back.
Yep.
At least for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm different. I feel different. He then puts Cesaro over about calling him like a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And now he loved getting, being in that fight. Mm-hmm. Now how do I move on? I'm sitting here again for someone to pick a fight with me. Then we go into the Ember and Bailey versus Alexa and Nikki Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Ember hits an eclipse on Nikki Cross, but then Alexa took control, hits a Twisted Bliss, pins Ember, and then after the match, Bailey then gives a Bailey to belly on Ember. So here's where I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm real confused.
The last 2 months, Alexa's had title shots against Bailey and has lost.
Yep.
Even with help with Nikki Cross.
Uh-huh. Yep, we're on the same page.
The last several weeks on Raw, while it's set for Becky and Natalya, Alexa's been in the middle of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Including on Raw, she had a match with Becky Lynch.
Yep.
So now we'll have her pin the number one contender in the SmackDown title.
First off, let's just go back to the beginning of this whole thing. Hey, you're gonna have a women's tag team match on SmackDown Live this week. On SmackDown Live that has the SmackDown or WWE women's tag team champs. And guess what? The challengers are gonna lose the match. Wouldn't it be a great time to have the tag champs come out and show that they can win a match? A non-title match?
You mean how they advertised last week with that awful promo that we talked about? How Mandy and Sonya were supposed to take on the Iconics tonight?
Exactly.
And,
never?
None of those women were anywhere to be seen tonight.
What a waste.
What was the point of the promo? I understand, okay, maybe if you got annoyed because the promo got screwed up.
Oh, but last week? But they fixed it, though.
But you advertised the match.
Yeah.
You did a segment. You took away someone else's airtime last week to promote this match for tonight. And then we do this match kind of instead.
Yeah.
Where it wasn't like a bad match or anything.
No.
But at the same time, is Alexa feuding with Becky or is she feuding with Bailey?
She's feuding with both.
She can't feud for both titles.
And I mean, I don't hate Alexa, but being on all these shows, like, I'm sorry. Moment of Bliss is a boring talk show. It's boring to watch. I feel like it's just them. It's not even like what they would be saying backstage. It's just so, it just feels so scripted when she's out there talking. So, like, that's just boring to me. And the fact that we have to have them on SmackDown tonight makes it even worse to me. Because both of them basically lost to Becky last night. Alexa didn't finish the match.
Yeah.
Because she was hurt.
They both got pinned in singles matches.
Yeah.
And then win a tag team match.
Yeah. And Alexa pins the number one contender.
Yeah.
If Alexa gets added to this and it's a triple threat, I'm going to be real pissed.
No, they're both going to get added. It's going to be a fatal four-way.
Why, though?
I'm not saying I want that.
I know, but also, I will say that this Ember and Bailey is kind of boring, though.
Well, they haven't really done much with it.
Well, exactly. Like, I feel like tonight they you kind of saw something last week, and then this week they kind of did a little something with it.
But the thing is, like, we need you need some type of backstory. So, I mean, this is one of those areas where some people are like, no, we need more wrestling. Like, well, this is a situation where a promo would be important.
Yeah.
To help have us get behind one or the other. So you have
they're both good guys.
And you had Ember do her finishing move on Bayley last week, and you had Bayley do her finishing move on Ember this week. Okay. I understand that in the context of the weeks, but you need some more interaction than just, hey, we're partners tonight. Mm-hmm. We'll get along.
Yeah.
Just wait till after, though. Aha.
Yeah. I mean,
what is...
No. And it's like, it's I hate... I don't hate when it's face versus face, because I think Becky and Natalya was a face versus face match, but they Becky and Natalya, I'm going to say, not the writers, Becky and Natalya have pulled this match out of obscurity and made it relevant, I think.
Yes.
And
you don't really know who to cheer for.
And doing it all on their Twitter.
Yeah.
Their Twitter videos.
Oh, Becky's the master at Twitter.
Which I tweeted about this the other day, which kind of annoyed me, because why do I have to go to Twitter to find a good promo?
Thank you, Josh. I was thinking the same thing.
By your talent. Why am I going to a platform that you get, maybe you get some money from it, but not your main show when you have a show each week to show how amazing these women are and what they do? And anybody, not alone, not just the women, but why are we going to Twitter to do this?
By the way, the chat roll is saying that they did a YouTube segment with Billy Kay and Peyton O'Rourke making an excuse to get out of the match for tonight, and it looks like they're setting up a triple threat women's tag title match at SummerSlam. That's all fine and good.
Hey, but guess
that
what?
Should have been it's done on the show.
It's on YouTube.
That should have been done during
another
the show.
Place where. Where are we seeing this stuff? I gotta go find it? No, I watch your show on Tuesday nights, so I know what's happening in the world of wrestling or in the world of WWE. I don't need to have to go to 50 million things to find this out. It's stupid.
Hey, Josh in a booth, real quick question for you. Per request from MCAR0831 in the chat, when Tom rages, can we have red lights go on in here?
Yes.
So, like, we can feel the Viking experience.
I only have a couple weeks left of raging, so I got to get it all out of my system.
I think there'll be plenty of raging when you're able to get out of the house eventually. I don't think that's going to end the raging anytime soon.
No, I just mean I you know, it's going to be a break from me raging, so I got to get it all out when I can.
Or it's all going to just build up,
yes,
and then when you're back.
That is going to be
we're just going to have a 45-minute rage.
The whole episode. I don't know if I could keep it up, do that the whole episode. I just think it's ridiculous, though. Like, why are we having Alexa pin her? I agree with you.
We're
probably going to a Fatal 4-Way, and guess what's going to happen? Nikki Cross is definitely winning that belt.
I would be okay with that. No, well, depending on what they do.
Yeah, but I want to, like, let's, why are we not giving Bayley a chance?
I don't know.
Let's see what she can do.
I agree.
Like, I feel like we've done nothing with her as champion. Same as her last title run on Raw, whenever that was.
Like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It feels like.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the next thing, though.
All right. Well, because Sami Zayn is at SmackDown, and he's scoping the competition. Because it's not like Sami Zayn is there every single Tuesday night or anything.
He's not.
He's there almost every night, every Tuesday.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's... We've talked about.
No,
like,
he was. I feel like he was there for a while. Then he just kept losing every match. So you know.
Yeah, he was there every week, losing every match.
I guess so. Yeah,
that's how he scoped out talent.
Mm-hmm.
But he called out Aleister Black, saying Aleister Black's in pain, and he sees a man begging for help. When he said Aleister Black's name, all of a sudden I went, "Yes, please."
Mm-hmm.
Sami Zayn, Aleister Black, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
Please don't put that as a kickoff match.
No.
Build that up.
Mm-hmm.
You only have one more week, but build that up.
Yeah. I mean, even if they don't build it up, it's hopefully they give them as much time as Cesaro and Black got on the pay-per-view.
Yes. Yes.
Because I feel like this is... it. We could get into that point where how Cesaro and Sami Zayn back in NXT had, like, those amazing matches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... Well, I think... I was disappointed with the Cesaro match. I thought it was good, but it could have been better.
I like the first one. The second one was terrible.
Was whatever.
Yeah. Tom got really excited at this moment of the show because Dan O'Brien's on TV.
Yep.
We're finally going to find out what the announcement is that he's been teasing for the last several weeks and then not speaking and walking away. Kayla asks the hard-hitting question, what do you have to say? And Dan O'Brien stays quiet and walks away. Do we need to hit rage music again or no?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it was...
false alarm, Josh. My bad. That's my fault.
Listen, he'll tell us when he wants to tell us, all right? He has all the time he wants to figure out what his big announcement is. What do you think it is, though? Like, I mean...
People have been sending me rumors, and I really don't want them to be true. What or you it? Might have mentioned this, too.
Or maybe you mentioned this to me.
that he's going to 205 Live?
I don't... That kind of makes me feel... Ugh.
I felt the same way. I'm just like, huh? I mean, they'll be really fun matches.
But... I mean, I get it. If you want to get more eyes on that show...
Sure.
It's a good idea to do. But then is he exiled there forever? Does he come back? Like, if he becomes 205 Live champion... Does he ever come back and win the WWE Championship again?
Your guess is as good as mine with that. King's Court guest is Hall of Famer Trish Stratus. She was on vacation during the Raw reunion. That's why she wasn't there. And then Jerry asked
They scheduled it like a week before. So.
Yeah, that's true. She probably had a vacation
plan. They were like, 6 months from now, we're having a Raw reunion. Are you available?
Lawler asked her, do you want one more match? They're interrupted by Charlotte. She's still complaining how she's not on SummerSlam. And she then challenges Trish to a match and mentions how we're no longer models shaking our assets. We're real competitive women. And Trish reminds her there would be no Charlotte if it wasn't for me and Lita and Ivory and Jacqueline and Beth Phoenix. Mm-hmm. You're on. We're having Charlotte and Trish at SummerSlam.
I think part of me is I've watched wrestling so long that I've seen so many iconic moments like this where the vet legend and the, you know, current roster person set up these matches to where you want that Stone Cold Rock electricity or not Stone Cold, I mean Hogan Rock electricity. And I mean, also the crowds just aren't what they are and
of course
what they were then. So like when that happened before, but I thought it was good. It was a good setup. I just wish there was something else we needed. I think we just kind of needed like someone to slap slap in the face or something to kind of push this over the edge a little more.
See, my big thing, again, because it's unlike what I said earlier, if this promo happened 2 or 3 weeks ago, all right, we're going to build this and have the past versus the present, the two most decorated women's champions of all time go one-on-one. And this match is going to be great.
Yeah.
Because we saw Trish at the Women's Rumble. We saw Trish teaming with Lita on the Evolution pay-per-view. She hasn't missed a step.
No. And I thought it was weird Lawler being like, do you really want to come back for one more match? It's like, she just wrestled in October last year. We just saw her.
It's been less than a year.
Yeah. Like, he acted like she hasn't wrestled in like 5 years. And it's like, do you really want to come back for one more match?
Like, this, honestly, could be the show-stealing match of SummerSlam. Like, has the potential to do that. They just have one, like, next week will probably be, it's probably going to be some type of promo by Charlotte showing a video package of Trish Stratus highlights. Mm. And then showing a package of her highlights. Mm. So now she's, superior because she's the queen.
I really don't want that, though.
That's probably what we're getting.
Yeah, I think... Well, hopefully with the new regime, we can get something different here. Like, I wanted to... That's why I think we needed something physical between them. At least something. Mm-hmm. Like, at least... And I don't think the stare down and the how Charlotte, like, challenged her was... It was forceful, but it just felt almost too forced.
Yeah.
Like, and I think part of it is... we knew it was happening. Mm-hmm. Like, we knew that there was, like, I wish it was, hey, King's Court's going to happen, and we're going to have a surprise guest.
Yeah, and they could have switched to King's Court and not advertise who the guest was. That would have been cool, too.
I think that would have been way better, because then people would have been more shocked and have been like, who's going to come out and talk to her? Yeah. Who's going to come out and confront her?
I mean, you
knew it.
And you could have said, okay, the guest is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yes. Because that could have been anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because based on what's happened, your initial thought would have been, oh, Lawler's having Shawn Michaels come out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, it's Trish. Yes. That's interesting.
I just think it would have been more of a surprise. Because I think when all those other things happened before, even Rock and Cena, it was more of a surprise. Like, you were not expecting that the night after WrestleMania. For him to challenge him to a match a year in the future. But, you know, I just think it would have been, and I agree with you, we need more build to this.
Yes.
We can't have a 2-week build to a match between two of the greatest.
Yep.
But that's what we get.
That's what we get.
Because Trish had to go on vacation.
Ziggler versus Balor. Another fun match. Balor is trying to gain control. The lights go out. Mm-hmm. You see Bray Wyatt like start walking, and then the lights go back out again. He's gone. Balor turns into a super kick. Ziggler gets the win.
Good momentum for Ziggler.
Absolutely.
The pay-per-view, he needs it.
The mind games by Wyatt, the momentum for Ziggler. This was exactly how they should have done
That's what I loved about the show tonight. I felt like there was so much happening. And there was every feud that we had, though, had something going on with it, which I thought was great.
Mm-hmm.
This made the most sense out of any SmackDown we had in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Or at least since WrestleMania.
And then we have Nakamura versus Ali.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I have not gotten the chance to watch Smackville yet from this weekend.
I haven't either.
But apparently they locked up and Nakamura got the win.
Yeah.
And this was like a 3-minute match, but a lot happened.
Yes.
This was just nonstop.
Mm. That dropkick at the beginning from Ali, like going right after him.
Like every Kinshasa counter.
Mm-hmm.
I was really impressed. I'm like, yeah, I wish these two had a longer match, but for the condensed time, you were on the edge of your freaking seat.
And it was intense.
So
like,
intense.
Like, I mean, some of those bumps that Ali took were devastating. Like that one in the when he went headfirst into like the turnbuckle,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that looked like that hurt a lot.
Yeah. Oh, and then Ali does an amazing job selling.
And then when he grabbed his foot off the top rope.
Yeah.
The end was a little sloppy for me, but...
I like the ending. I like because it was, you know, Ali hit a super kick, missed a 450, got out of the Kinshasa, tried to roll him up. Nakamura got out of it, hit a DDT, went for Kinshasa again. Ali countered again. Nakamura got out of it again. And then finally, he tries one more, and then finally one roll-up works.
Mm.
And Ali pins the champ, non-title match.
I just hate
Ali's getting the one-on-one pay-per-view match.
I just hate the, like, it was almost like the announcers were like, you really got to sell, like, if you win, you can get into contention for the title.
You got to be at least in conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was like, oh, my God, like, how many, like, are we going to beat beat a dead horse on this? Like,
beat a horse dead.
That was all they said the whole time, though. The whole match, that's all they said. Was that all they wanted to do was beat a horse dead. But yeah, I'm glad. I want to see the match though, so I'm like, all right, fine. This is how we're getting to it. Let's get to it some way.
Absolutely.
Maybe next week Ali has to face somebody else.
Number one contender.
Yeah, at least. Maybe Andrade because he didn't get the U.S. title match. So.
I mean, Apollo nearly won his match against Nakamura last week.
Yeah.
Kofi Kingston versus AJ Styles. Just that name, just like saying that, is like, wait, what are we getting?
Mm-hmm.
This is the type of match where, like, man, we needed the bill for this to be a main event on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And it's just like, completely unannounced until the start of the show. By the way, we're having Kobe and AJ tonight one-on-one. It was just like, huh?
It wasn't even supposed to be that, I think.
It was supposed to be?
Originally, that was not the scheduled match.
What was it? I don't know.
I think it was supposed to be New Day versus Elias and... someone else.
McIntyre. Well, this was a better option.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
I'm okay with this change. what else would you expect between an AJ and Kofi Kingston match? It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Both the OC members and the New Days, they were fighting on the outside. The Trouble in Paradise out of the phenomenal forearm looks so good.
Mm.
Kofi gets the win. And then you're like, where's Orton?
Yeah.
Where's
Orton? Oh, that Orton promo was great, too.
It was.
Really good. Really good. It made me very intrigued to watch that match. Very excited for that. Like, him just being stupid. 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 Like, oh, it was so good. I applaud you, Orton.
So, like, I was totally expecting, Orton once the match is over to show up, or in the midst of when the OC and knew they were brawling on the outside, a distraction, Orton's going to show up. Because with the momentum that the OC is doing on Raw, you're not going to have AJ lose this match, are you? But they did.
I know.
Which was surprising, but they did it in a very competitive way where nobody looked weak or bad.
No, exactly. That's why I was almost shocked that we had a clean finish to this match.
Yeah.
I was super shocked. I was like, yeah, I agree with you. I was like, either Orton showing up and RKO and Kofi in the middle of this match, or it's just going to – they're all just going to start fighting and – this all just going to get thrown out.
Yep.
Do you like the club?
The OC?
The club. I want to call them the OC. Do you like that the Gallows and Anderson won
the original? Those? What is it? The only? The original and the something else.
So the OC? OOOC
club? Right, but the O stands for multiple things. And I'm forgetting one of them.
Only original?
The only original. I don't know. Chat roll, help me.
Why didn't they just call them the club, though? Okay, fine. Whatever. Not this show.
For new merch.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So then we don't even get to watch the New Day celebrate because we have to run the Caleb Braxton in the back.
I wanted a replay of the Trouble in Paradise at the end.
We were running short on time. We had to cut to Caleb Braxton, who's going to meet with Roman Reigns, for him to announce who he's going to face at SummerSlam.
And we're running out of time, so why wasn't he standing there already?
Why are we watching him walk to Caleb? We have never seen anyone ever do this. But we're watching him walk 50 yards to get to Caleb.
Yeah.
As he's walking, all of a sudden, a forklift goes haywire.
No. Was it?
Well, it was like someone on a forklift with all the stuff and knocks it over.
I don't know if it was a forklift.
Well, because Roman comments, who was driving this thing?
Oh, is that what he said? Oh, I didn't hear him say that.
Yeah.
Well, first off,
where do we start with this? So first off, the awkward
how much time do we have to get to this? Because
we got about
a
7 minutes.
Okay, good.
The odd camera angles. Watching all the things fall over. Roman, you see Roman fall to the ground.
There's a camera on the things that fall on him.
Yes.
Like, I'm a stickler for, like, hey, let's try something different. But you can't put a camera on the thing that falls on him.
Yeah.
How did there become a camera on there? Come on.
So you have these awkward things knock him over. He's on the ground. Somehow, miraculously, the rack thing that fell over lands on another, like, trunk. And doesn't crush him.
But also, when they showed the wide shot of it, though,
he was on the ground with it on him.
Whatever they knocked it onto before, like, crushed that thing. Like, literally crushed that fake body they put under there. That fake Roman Reigns body got killed tonight.
But then, when everyone's running around making sure we have that, there is, that he's okay. He's shaken up. He's startled. He refuses the medical attention from the EMTs.
Because nothing happened to him.
And the EMTs then don't do their job.
Yeah.
Because if they watched you get knocked over, they have to check you. Like, that is like their job. Mm. And athletes all the time, I say, no, I'm good. We don't care. Yeah. We have to look, check on you. Roman says, I'm good. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. And then Roman walks away, startled. Corey Graves saying, like, it's a miracle Roman's alive. And then we have the classic, who done it?
Yep.
Let's start it off.
I mean, he was playing the limbo. Like, that's what he did to this thing. Like,
he just laid on the ground.
Like, and also the reaction of everyone else. made it way
freaking
worse.
Out. Did you see Bruce Pritchard in the background?
No, I didn't see it.
Because as soon as he realized it was on camera, he ran.
But, like, why? Like, they were freaking out more than he was. Like, and but why? Also, why?
Because Roman's chill, man.
There's so many.
He's a big dog.
So many things that I need to get into in this.
Oh, God.
First off.
Wait, are we rage? Do we need
no,
red lights?
No, we're not raging. No. I'm just saying. I applaud. I'm intrigued. I want to know who did it. I want to know what happened.
Real quick, yeah. Take a couple wild guesses right now.
I mean, the first person I was going to say, first I thought he was going to get attacked by Daniel Bryan walking.
Oh, I thought, like, he was going to get attacked by Joe walking.
Oh, okay. But I don't know if Joe's still, I don't, are they still feuding? Yeah. I don't know. That seems kind of like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to get, like, a running knee to the face by Daniel Bryan out of nowhere. When Kayla's like, look, here he is. He's coming down right now. Like, hey, we only have 10 seconds left on the show. Get over here. Mm-hmm. Tell us who you're fighting at SummerSlam.
I mean, I do think it is Dan O'Brien who's the one who knocked the stuff over on him.
Okay. I mean,
that is my random. After this one thing, that's my random guess.
I don't know. I know. I can't think of who else it would be.
It could be Joe. It could be Dan O'Brien.
It better not be McIntyre. It better not be Strowman.
It could be Strowman. It could be Shane.
No, I hope it's not Shane. Shane wasn't there. Shane was getting, you know, he's whatever.
I mean, you know, there's a few options.
Yeah.
But first
off, the camera on the thing was annoying. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. The fact that everyone freaked out like he was dead, because if that would have happened, he would have been.
Yes.
But then he easily got out from under it.
Like, yeah, like he just slid out.
Why didn't it end with him underneath of at least one of those things, like one bar, one, you know, piece of trailer, whatever it's
something
called,
on him.
Fell on him, and it was like, oh my God, quick, we need help. Oh gosh, guys, we gotta go. Who would have done this to Roman Reigns? I don't know. We'll see you guys next week. Tune into SmackDown, not Raw, to find out what happened.
dang MQ. And Jay said it was Rikishi because he did it for Dwayne.
Oh my gosh, I would applaud that if it was Rikishi. I would applaud that if they did that. But even, like, I feel like when they did that old Austin getting hit with the car, didn't it end with him, like, laying on the ground, like,
because he got hit with a car?
Well, exactly, I know.
Or at least stunt double guy. Someone got hit with a car.
But he shouldn't. The fact that he, like, got up made it way too obvious that nothing happened to him at all. Mm-hmm. So he really didn't need medical attention because nothing happened.
Yeah.
But everyone freaked out like it was the biggest thing. And the reaction of everyone else just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Do you have a second guess?
I mean, I guess my first guess is Dan O'Brien. My second guess would be Joe. Because that one's the obvious choice. So they could go the obvious route, or they could go a little bit of a twist, because Dan O'Brien's still there, not saying anything.
Yeah,
so that one would also make some sense. Mm-hmm. But and have they? Correct me if I'm wrong. Have they ever had a legit feud, the two of them?
No,
I think as far as singles matches, they've wrestled.
They had that one match before WrestleMania where Daniel Bryan wanted, if he would have won, I don't know. I don't think he would have even gotten anything, or would he would have got Roman's spot maybe?
Because I know it was a point where when Bryan was teaming with Kane, they feuded with the Shield, so they had that. But I'm trying to remember if there was a feud of Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan.
That was the only thing they had ever.
Okay,
and that was like the pay per view before Mania.
Mm.
They had a match.
Oh, I mean, I don't know if this would even be physically possible right now, but a couple people in the chat world are hoping that it was Tommaso Ciampa. I don't think he's healthy yet.
No, I don't know.
No.
I mean, who else could be? Yeah, I don't. I'm trying to run down the list of everyone, but it could be someone new which I think would be even better.
Yeah.
Someone we haven't seen, or someone we haven't seen in a while.
Right.
Maybe it's Heath Slater.
Let's hope. You know who we haven't seen in a very long time? Sheamus.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how crazy people might get with a Sheamus Roman Reigns feud, but it'd be a surprise.
Yeah. I'd be okay with not being Sheamus. But there's a lot of people I'd be okay with it not being, more than actually doing it. I like the whodunit, though. I like the angle.
Yeah,
like, I like
yeah. Now it's a matter of seeing how long they're going to do it.
Oh, I was going to say this real quick. One thing that I think would have made it even better and made people like Roman even more
mm-hmm.
was that if he went to go talk to Kayla and the set started falling as he was talking to her, and he, like, pushed her and, like, saved her. I think that would have been even better.
Oh.
Yeah.
How can we make more people love Roman?
Exactly. I just think it would have been – it would have shown that, you know – He doesn't care about him. And then, like if it would have happened that way, and it would have ended with him, like, laying on the ground, like, just on his stomach, mm-hmm. and her, like, being like, we need help. I think it would have been better.
Chat roll. Say. Last one in chat roll, Mojo yeah. Rawley. There it is. Right there. we want to know who you think, and you can talk to us on various forms of social media. Mm-hmm. Chat with us. You can give Tom some more baby names. We're running out of time.
Yeah.
Tom, how can people reach out to you?
You find me Twitter, Instagram, TomTheCom. Also check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central. And also check me out on Twitter, Instagram, at Connolly Central.
All right. And follow me on Twitter, at Roy Rosenberg, Instagram, The Roy Rosenberg. Celebrate the 4th anniversary of ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg by buying yourself a damn shirt.
Yeah.
And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter, at AfterBuzz TV. Gabby should be back next week. For Tom Connolly, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We will see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.